أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، فإن كل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين. I praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He is the only one worthy of praise. I seek His help, His guidance, and His forgiveness. I believe in Him and I trust Him. I seek refuge on Almighty Allah from the evil of our passion. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to Al-Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seal of all the prophets. O Muslims, you must know that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, which is the Quran. The best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is his sunnah. The words of all affairs is innovation and addition to the religion of Al-Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Al-Islam will lead to hellfire. I adjure you as well as myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of your ability. Fear Allah and don't die unless you are Muslims. After this, I greet you all with the greeting of Al-Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and the blessing of Almighty Allah be with you all. And it's my pleasure to be with you here today. And inshallah, this is a continuation to our series concerning the tafsir, the explanation of the last juz of Al-Quran, juz amma. And today, inshallah, we have a new surah for our tafsir class. This surah, Surah Al-Qari'ah. Surah Al-Qari'ah, the striking hour. Surah Al-Qari'ah, surah number 101. This surah, which consists of 11 verses. This surah is a Meccan surah, i.e. it been revealed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before his migration to Al-Madinah. And this surah is dealing with one main subject, is the subject of the day of judgment, the hour, and the impact of the hour on Allah's creation, especially the human being, and the final abode of the good or the believers and the bad or the disbelievers. Again, today We are working with Surah Al-Qari'ah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. القارعة. ما القارعة؟ وما أدراك ما القارعة؟ يوم يكون الناس كالفراش المبثوث وتكون الجبال كالعهن المنفوش فأما من ثقلت موازينه فهو في عيشة راضية وأما من خفت موازينه فأمه هاوية وما أدراك ما هي نار حامية. سورة القارعة. القارعة, the striking. القارعة. ما القارعة؟ وما أدراك ما القارعة؟ القارعة, the striking, the one that strike, hit hard, knock hard, severely. ما, what? القارعة, the striking. وما, and what? أدراك, makes you aware or gets you to know or to realize or to understand. ما what? القارعة, the striking. Allah the Almighty saying what the meaning is. Verse 1-3. Al-Qari'ah. What is the striking? And what will make you know what the striking is? As I stated that this surah deals with the hour, with the day of judgment, and this is another name related to the day of judgment. As we said before, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had named the day of judgment with many names, which each name give you a view or a basic idea about one of the main characteristic of that day or one of the main events that will be taking place in that day. For such thing to have a different and multi names, it shows you the seriousness of such a thing. Some of the names is Al-Haqqa, Al-Qari'a, الغاشية, يوم الدين, يوم القيامة, to the end of this list, which we see it in Quran as well as in the authentic hadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah the Almighty started the surah by saying القارعة. And what is القارعة? And what can cause you to come to realization and understanding about the seriousness قاف القارعة. So in actuality, how much we think, how much we can read, we only get a basic idea but about the day of the judgment, but we could not come to realize the reality of such event. And Allah said, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ, what can make you come to such a realization and such understanding? Because it's too much, it's so serious, to such a degree that you could not imagine how serious it is. After this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala went to give some of the description of that day, since we could not imagine it or come to the true realization of it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala went to describe the day of judgment, which is called Al-Qari'ah. And the word Qari'ah itself is supposed to give a meaning about the day of judgment. Al-Qari'ah from Qara'ah, that somebody knock on the door, but this knocking will be so hard that it will make you jump from your sleep, as if, like as example, if you ever the sheriff knock in your door, it's not a somebody who knocking normal knocking, but it been intended to intimidate you, to scare you, to put a fear in you. So the knocking will be so hard, it will make you jump out of your sleep, running with your pajama. You don't even have time to think, you want to see what is going on. So the Al-Qari'ah will strike the hearts, will strike the ears, will strike the hearts with fears, strike the ears to such a degree that Allah call it in some place as-sakha, that will make the person could not hear when the noise is so severe and so hard, it can close your ear and it can dysfunction your hearing ability because it is so hard. So the knocking or the sound of a day of judgment will be so harsh and so serious that it will put the fear in the people's heart. After this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala went to describe it by saying, يَوْمَ يَكُونُ النَّاسُ كَالْفَرَاشِ الْمَبْثُوثِ. يَوْمَ, يوم means a day. يكونوا from كان, was. The day يكونوا that will be الناس. الناس means mankind. كالفراش, moths, like small insects, flying things. المبثوث, scattered. So this is one description of Al-Qari'ah, of the day of judgment, that mankind. So this is the first impact on the creation of Allah, which is going to affect to who? Mankind. Mankind will be in its number, in its fear, in their numbers, in their fear, in their confusion,
jumping, running back and forth will be like small insect that flying with no direction, scattered, running. People will be coming out of their graves. People will be coming from everywhere. And we are not talking about people in Arabia or America. You're talking about all mankind since the creation of Adam until the last person. Can you imagine everybody getting up in the same moment, leaving their graves in the same moment, rushing towards one gathering place in the same moment? So you can imagine how much the small insect that running around a light, or when somebody kindle fire, and you will see all these moths and all this insect and all these mosquitoes and flies coming running with no direction, not only from the graves, from the oceans, from the air, from everywhere. Because as we understand, the zombies, they died and they are not been buried. They've been eaten by a wild animal, or they've been drowned on the ocean, or they've been scattered in the wind. So everything will be gathering and everything will be brought. So everything will be, every human being, wherever he or she they've been, they're going to be running out of that place to such gathering. So the people will be like what? Scattered insect. What about the mountain? The mountain that which is so huge, so big, so strong and solid, and Allah had make it for purpose of stabilization and stability for this land, and for you to make a tunnel or to dig a hole in it, you come with bulldozer and a big machine and you work for days and days. But due to the fact of the qari'ah, the striking, which strike very hard, now this mountain will be in a different condition, will be like a wall, or will be like a cotton that it then has no stability, solidarity, no order in it, will be scattered also. So the mountains will be like wall, carpet. So no stability, no strength, no solidarity. So this rocks is not going to be changing to be like a sand or powder, will be even lighter and worse than this. Can you imagine if you take a piece of cotton and pull it between your two fingers with all your fingers, between your two hands with all your fingers? No strength in this cotton or this wool anymore. There is no things to put it together. Subhanallah, these mountains with this height, these mountains with this solidarity and strength will be turning to be like the material of wool or a cotton that then somebody snatched it and to pieces. So now you can, if you blow it with your breath, you can make it fly in the air. وتكون الجبال كالعهن المنفوش. Now, this some of the impact of Al-Qari'ah, the day of judgment, upon man who claimed to be the master of all the creation and the control of everything. You can see how he is going to be like. And the mountains, which is so big and huge and strong, now how it's going to be? So So it shows you that all this mighty and all this power that in the creation, the life one and the not life one will be gone totally. Now, the surah is shifting to another scene of the day of judgment. Now gathering, and now people going to be present there to see their deed. And how the people going to be divided into two categories: winners, losers. Jannah or hellfire is going to be according what? According their deed. And by what means? By means of fair and justice of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Although that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is able and capable to throw everybody in hellfire and nobody can question him about it, but out of his justice and fairness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will set up the scale for everybody to see and watch and to be witness to his own measurements and his own weight. What is going to be weighted in that day? What is going to be in the scale? Your deed, if it's bad or good, everything will be according your scale, according justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talking about فَأَمَّا مَنْ ثَقُولَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ. فأما then as for من who ثقلت will be heavy موازينه his balance فهو في عيشة راضية فهو he then he fi in عيشه a life راضيه pleasing to him واما من خفت موازينه وأن أما as for من who خفت became light موازينه his balance فأمه هاوية his abode hawiya hellfire now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will set the balance and two categories some people that in their scale the good deed is more heavier overweight the bad deed that means his side of good deed is heavier than the bad one this one will be in a pleasant life godly life comfortable life a life which he doesn't look for any change he's not willing to exchange it for anything he's pleased with it comfortable with it, no disturbance, no annoyment, no anything else that he can see to be fit or better than this. Other people, another category, that their blessings is not enough, so the scale of the good deed will be light, is not heavy. Which one, which side is the heavy side? The bad deed. So they are Muslims, they are Muslims, but their haram doing is more over with the good doing. We are not talking about a kuffar here, because the kafir has nothing for him to be weighted in the scale. Whatever good he did, he gets the result of it in this life. So it's nothing to be put for him on the scale. There is no two sides. With the kufr and with the disbelief, there is nothing can be weighted. You're going to weight what against what? Doesn't matter how much you good. You feed millions of people, you build houses and hospitals, all what you did, it means nothing if it compared to disbelief in Allah and associating a partner beside Allah. So the scale is going to be there present. This is part of the articles of belief which comes under the day of judgment, that we believe in Al-Mizan. Al-Mizan, the scale. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will weigh our deeds and will be judged and be rewarded or punished according our deed. So the one that his scale of good deed became light, now his dwelling place is Al-Hawiyah, because it's so deep, it takes so long to reach to the bottom, so that means you will fall into it years and years and years for to reach the bottom of hellfire. We ask Allah to protect us and save us. Hawiya, from falling down so deep. Ummuhu, his final place, his abode is what? Hellfire. But Allah is giving you a warning and telling you what it is, that the Hawiyah. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا هِيَ. And مَا, what? أَدْرَاكَ, will make you know. The same term that Allah used in the beginning, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْقَارِعَةِ. Who can tell you and who can take you to such understanding reality of Al-Qari'ah, the striking one? So Allah using the same term again, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا هِيَ. Who can make you know, and how you can get to such kind of understanding and certainty of knowledge and the reality of Al-Hawiyah? What is Al-Hawiyah? Narun Hamiyah, blazing fire, blazing fire, so serious. Subhanallah, so severe. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, naru bani adam allati tuqidun juz'un min sab'ina juz'an min nar jahannam. This fire which we utilize in this life is one portion out of 70 of the fire of hellfire. The Sahaba, when they heard this, say, O Prophet of Allah, this was so sufficient. This fire that we see it nowadays, that we cook on it, or that we melt the gold on it, or when there is a fuel, oil, fire, it's so serious, you could not even get closer. You say, O Prophet of Allah, this one portion was enough. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told them, indeed, the hellfire is more serious and more severe 69 times than this fire that we experience. To this fire that we experience in this life. It came in the collection of Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim rahmatullahi alayhima that اشتكت النار إلى ربها فقالت يا رب أكل بعضي بعضا فأذن لها بنفسين نفس في الشتاء ونفس في الصيف فأشد ما تجدون في الشتاء من بردها وأشد ما تجدون في الصيف من حرها. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that hellfire had complained to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and said, Oh my Lord, a portion of mine had destroyed the other portion. That means fire is so boiling and so hard that hellfire started eating up each other, destroying each other, so serious. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had permitted hellfire to have inhale and exhale twice a year. The worst that you feel during the winter is only a breath of hellfire. The worst that you experience in the summer is only the inhale or the exhale of hellfire. Subhanallah. So exactly as Allah said, who can make you imagine or realize how serious is hellfire? No way we can imagine. If this only the worst is that we see it in the summer, 100 degrees, 110 degrees, this is nothing except the breeze of hellfire. Can you imagine what is hellfire itself? By no means we can imagine. May Allah protect us all from hellfire. With this, inshallah, that we have to remember the scale and that we have to work hard for our scale to be heavy in the day of judgment, so we can be from the people who be pleased with the living condition, not the people that will be suffering and they will wish that they will die, but is not going to be death for them, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala He will make everything forever there in paradise or in hellfire. And with this, inshallah, we come to conclusion to our tafsir for today, for surah number 101, surah Al-Qari'ah, the striking one. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. القارعة. ما القارعة؟ وما أدراك ما القارعة؟ يوم يكون الناس كالفراش المبثوث، وتكون الجبال كالعهن المنفوش، فأما من ثقلت موازينه فهو في عيشة راضية، وأما من خفت موازينه فأمه هاوية. وما أدراك ما هي؟ نار حامية. إن شاء الله. If anybody have any question concerning the surah, you may present it now. Thank you for listening. جزاكم الله خيرا. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك.